From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of July 10th and July 17th, 2023. This is a revised version of an episode from July 2018. That song by Trevor McKenzie, the title of which will be revealed later so as not to spoil the upcoming mystery, opens an episode about a formerly hoppin' southwestern Virginia crossroads, whose two-word name tells the tale of landscape, water, and seasonal aquatic creatures. Have a listen for about 10 seconds to these mystery sounds, and see if you can guess this crossroads name. The sounds are your hint to the first word of the name, and here's a hint for the second word. Water on it doesn't flow downhill, and people on it tell the truth. If you guessed Frog Level, you're a Virginia geography expert. Along U.S. Business Route 19 in Tazewell County lies a large, flat, seasonally wet area that attracts lots of loud amphibians in spring and summer. Just uphill from that area, where Route 19, U.S. Route 460, and State Route 16 all meet, the Frog Level gas station plus store and tavern was a popular spot for gathering, socializing, and politicking from 1932 to 2007. In 2009, the historic building was moved about 2 miles to a spot adjacent to Tazewell's Crab Orchard Museum. The colorful history of the business included the creation by bar regulars of the Frog Level Yacht Club, with t-shirts that joked about refueling schooner vessels. That whimsical name is also the title of this episode's opening song, which recalls the business's connection to the Prohibition and Great Depression eras. Tazewell County, Virginia is by no means the only locality to claim an area called Frog Level. That water feature and creature-based name also is found, for example, in Caroline County, Virginia, in Waynesville, North Carolina, in Carter County, Tennessee, and in Fayette County, Alabama. In Caroline County, Frog Level is an area between Boot Swamp and Herring Creek in the Mattaponi River watershed. In the North Carolina and Alabama cases, the name was applied to low, flat areas where the first railroad tracks were laid. And in Tennessee, Frog Level is a remote, mountainous area of streams, waterfalls, bogs, and, one can presume, seasonally breeding and calling frogs. Other wildlife-based names also add a natural resource perspective to Virginia's geography and history. The Commonwealth is home to Buffalo Gap, Clam, Dolphin, Duck Store, Possum Trot, and many others. But at least from a water perspective, creature place names don't get much more descriptive or fun than Frog Level. Thanks to Trevor McKenzie for permission to use part of Frog Level Yacht Club from his album Generational Things. And we close with about 30 more seconds of that song.
Get that calypso beat that always sounded so neat on the 5-string. And an empty gas can could always double as a drum. I know it's fantasy and my mind plays tricks on my memory, but that's how I recall the Frog Level Yacht Club.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.